Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson doesn't want more Syrian refugees in his county. He told WJR Radio yesterday he's planning to sue to stop more resettlements. The news comes a day after a conference in Lansing about making Michigan a more welcoming place for immigrants. What are Patterson's concerns, and will his move go over well in Oakland County?
Patterson's concerns are being reelected. He's 77 years old. He's been in this job now for about 25 years. He is heavily favored to win his reelection as Oakland County Executive, but he has a vigorous Democratic challenger, Vicki Barnett. It turned out that during his last reelection campaign, he was in a coma much of the time. He was in a bad car accident. And Brooks Patterson just needs to be outrageous and be paid attention to, as a couple of years ago when he sort of bashed Detroit and African-Americans in the pages of the New Yorker magazine. So whether Patterson himself is really heavily anti-Syrian, I don't know, but he feels it's sort of a good demagogic move that'll help him get reelected.
Jack, visiting hours will be held today for Detroit Police Sergeant Kenneth Stile, who died 5 days after being shot in the line of duty. Detroit resident Marquise Cromer has been charged with murder. Cromer is African-American. Stile was white. Do you expect any fallout in police-community relations in Detroit at a time when many American cities, including Charlotte and Tulsa, are struggling to make improvements in that area because of police shootings of black men?
No, it would have been 40 years ago, but Detroit's police force has been thoroughly integrated for a long time. Most of the population is black. Stile seems to have been a particularly well-loved figure and a family man. There seems to be absolutely no sympathy in the community among people I've talked to, black or white, for the shooter, and a great deal of sadness over the loss of the white policeman.
This spring, Governor Rick Snyder said he wanted Michigan standards for lead in water to be tougher than the federal standards, but now he doesn't think the legislation would pass during an election season. State Senator Jim Ananick called the delay beyond ridiculous, and he's planning to introduce bills that would require a gradual reduction of lead. What are the potential political pitfalls for trying to do this before November 8th?
I think that's a good question. I think it's all about politics. Snyder's, in theory, advocating to do the right thing, make tougher standards for lead in the water, but this will remind everybody that it was entirely this administration's fault. There was lead in the water. Republicans do not want to be reminded of this. They don't want this to be the conversation during this campaign when everybody in the State House of Representatives has to run for re-election.
In other Flint news, Jack, in March, the city served notice that it intended to sue the state over the water crisis. That notice was procedural to keep the option open. A state transitional board's been overseeing Flint's operations since the city's emergency manager mandate expired. And in a story first reported by the Detroit Free Press, that board quickly changed the rules. So now Flint has to ask a state board if it can sue the state. What's your view of that maneuver?
Well, it reminds me of the old Peanuts cartoon where Lucy would always grab the football before Charlie Brown was about to kick it. There has been general outrage over this. I talked about this in my podcast yesterday. Basically, the governor is in favor of local control, except when he's not, and they certainly didn't want to be sued by Flint. Now, Flint didn't actually necessarily intend to sue. They filed this on March 24th because they had to keep their options open. They had to file 6 months after the incident happened, and it was only in early October last year that the state admitted there was lead in the water. At that point, in March, the new mayor, Karen Weaver, still didn't know what kind of restitution was going to be made. They had to preserve their options, but the board that's still overseeing Flint, which is out of emergency management, but not really, all people appointed by Governor Snyder, few if any are from Flint, quickly voted to change the rules. So what I think about is what I think you think about any game where they change the rules in the middle of the game to favor the team that's losing.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Have a great rest of the week.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan politics. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.